healer, you know?
Well,
so dealing with that guilt, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, well, I will leave you with this. There's no accident which you group, you show up on. So every time a message is given to anybody, it's really for everybody. So you want to pay attention to the message that was given to Stephanie. So when you think about Stephanie's message with Van Gogh, that obviously is valid in your scenario as well. So I would take Stephanie's message.
I did feel that.
Exactly. I would take the message that I gave you. Remember, guilt is just the ego. Give that to spirit. It just represents the guilt of the unconscious that we believe we've separated. But receive Stephanie's message. Really receive it. If you need any further assistance, I'd be glad to do a mini private session, but that's the most I can help here in the group format. So I hope that helps.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Hi, Mitchell. Mitchell, I owe you a private mini session. I just realized that. Oh, my gosh. Talk about private mini sessions.
Right.
I will. Oh, my goodness. My apologies, love. It's so funny. As soon as I saw you, I was like, oh, my gosh. That's why I just said that to that nice young lady. Okay, so we will do that. And in addition to that, how may we help you today?
Just a simple message.
Okay. One moment, sweetheart. Yeah, I forgot what was going on. I couldn't do it that day. All right. In any event, one moment, sweetheart. I'm just going to start babbling. There is this lady that puts out these there, gosh, it's a circle, but it's going to be some kind of, this will help you to receive the activation of, I don't know what, but it's like a physical thing, and it keeps staring at me when I tune into you. It's got like these, she receives these downloads of these things to produce. I will figure out who that is, but let me figure out why it's coming forth for you. One moment, sweetheart. She's channeling some source, obviously. And say your first name, please.
Mitchell.
Oh gosh. frequency. Now I understand why I'm seeing that. I'll figure out who the heck that is. But in any event, what it does is, theoretically at least, aligns you with higher frequency, and that is what is required for you. You have an opportunity to bring forth, oh God, I've got this tarot card where Page of Wands or whatever, but anyway, he's like connected with energy, with source. And say your name again, please.
Mitchell.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been noticing I've been having a lot more access to not just my frequency, but everyone else's frequency.
This is really about going off the Richter chart. It's really about receiving your upgrade in all alliances and all occurrences. No pressure, but you're really needed at a very manifest. There you go. You're really needed at a very high voltage.
From my understanding is they want me to manifest my abilities into a physical, very, very high physical level. That's what I've pretty much been getting at, is just it's starting to become physical. It's starting to affect my surroundings. I can feel my processing changing, and even right now, all I can see is the auras and energy bouncing off of me.
Yeah, you've got quite the assignment, and I really do mean that. Like, you're in assignment right now.
Is that why I've been feeling more aggressive too? Because I have so much energy going through. So I've been noticing it's very my energies are naturally more masculine by nature, but with the divine feminine in place, but there's still that aggression. But maybe that's just who I am at my core, because it's right where my solar plexus is.
And say your name again, please.
Mitchell.
Thank you. I feel like you have opportunity for higher placement. There have been a lot of energies, like the 12-12 and all that coming forth, that are really sort of heating things up. And they're giving us opportunity to create our bliss, create our lifestyle. And so for you, I feel like you're learning. It's probably the first message I ever gave you. They're showing me black and white, like some album cover that just looks black and white. And so you're learning how to release that polarity. You're learning how to release 3D and see, not even see, but receive life from that higher note. They're showing me like hitting a note, hitting a note. It's not work, but it requires consistency. I mean, I just noticed for myself where I'm just boomeranging off, you know, linear belief systems right and left. And you can tell because you feel it in your solar plexus. You don't feel in harmony with love. That's how you know you got work to do. When you're no longer in harmony with love, it's like, oh, let me take a look at that. So, this is exactly how I feel about you. I feel like you're learning how to deliver higher, I mean, it's really enlightenment path, to be quite frank about this. You're learning how to deliver that higher broadcast, that higher note in all climates. I'll just give him, this is what they're saying, tell him. So the other day, I needed a new hot water heater. So I had some plumbers come and do their thing. But my mind was just, when they first walked in, I was just judging them. I mean, I really was. It was so easy to do, you know, the things they were saying, they were very nice. But they had a certain energy that I was judging, like obviously you're still an ego. So that's one level. But the second level is I really got to understand why this one gentleman had some behavior patterns he had and what it was really about. And I thought, here I am being in this judgment of this man where clearly spirit sent him into my house so that I could hold that vision. I could cast that forecast of helping create a healing opportunity for him, seeing him in that corrective stance. Now, if I'm busy receiving him in the linear, good luck, Charlie, it's never gonna happen. So this is where my guides, I literally see my guides like tapping, you know, ho-hum, tapping their foot, waiting for me to get with the program. It's a very high calling, really, to keep that consistent attitude. But that's how I feel about you. And say your name again, please.
Mitchell.
I feel like you're a little bit too hard on yourself. I feel like you're, how do I put this in words? Like, hurry up already. I know you can do this. Just do it already and get on with it. Where really, there's no place to be but right where you are. And as you are willing to surrender to your, like they're saying, love's confinement. Like, in other words, everything you're receiving is your own consciousness. So as you surrender to it, I literally, when I'm looking at you, it's like a Mario game where they have those like little steps and you're like bump, 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 like it's no big deal. But you come at it with almost like you're a muscle builder or something, like, I gotta do this, I gotta do this, I gotta do this. And it actually,
like a workout,
yeah, it actually kind of puts you back into ego. Even though your intention is to do good, it aligns you with ego. So the more that you can simply surrender, I'll just give you my example. It's like I have spiritual progression and I understand it. It's like, get on with it already. And yet they send me my next step and I'm busy judging my plumber where, hello, that's actually the next step on my spiritual path. So the more that you can delight in knowing that this will really help you, I just feel like, in knowing it's already done. Like when I tune into you, I know exactly who you are. I know exactly where you're heading. So the more that you can just sort of kind of settle in and open up to grace, you're going to drop this like angst. It's just, I want, I want, I want, I want. And it's good. How would I put this? It's like enthusiasm. It's very good. Mm-hmm. But what happens is your ego likes using it for its arrival, for it kind of takes you off, even though the motivation isn't to do that. It'll use the ego will use anything, everything it can. So you're learning how to surrender to the joy of the witness, to the joy of the envisioning. Now there's one other part to this though, and say your name again, please.
Mitchell.
Oh gosh, I tried to grab it and it moved away. Say your name again, please.
Mitchell.
Mitchell, say it one more time.
Mitchell.
Thank you. Everything in due timing. Everything in due timing. It's sort of like you won it yesterday, and if there's anyone that understands it, that would be me, moi, myself. However, by you learning everything that's presented, that's going to get you where you want. So less self-will, more you're in school, instruction, follow, listen, learn. There's something about that push-pull stuff where trust that it's like your steps are ordered and every step is required. Yeah, it's a little bit of a humbling thing, but it's also like a maturity. That really works nicely for you, actually. So let me just pull final outcome. And of course, we will meet at another time as well. And say your name again, please.
Mitchell.
Yeah, they're already showing me the gold coin. But that gold coin is not a coin. It looks like a portal or something. Fertility. There you go. There's the gold. There's the gold ring.
That's the gold aura. Now, quick question. When you say witness, there was the aspect of witness to there. For some reason, that stroke a line within my eyes, and I'm curious what you feel about that aspect. Why is the word witness such an eye popper? Eye popper.
because witness is you leave the blank stare. In other words, you move into that sacred commodity. When I'm looking just with the physical eyes, I'm not even allowed, they're saying I'm not allowed, which is a strong word, but I'm not privy to the whole picture. I'm not privy to the evens exchange. When I look at things with laughter, delight, and love, it's like I see through God's eyes, whatever your words would be for that. And that's the positioning you're learning to maintain.
thus the consistent laughter inside, thus the consistent laughter within the higher self, thus the consistent laughter of the world of humanity itself. Because it's all just a game.
All right, sweetheart, and I will email you later, or Facebook.
Sounds good.
Okay, much love. Hi, Noah, sure. How may we help you?
Hi, just a message today, please.
Okay. And say your first name, please.
Noah.
And say it one more time.
Noah.
Honor what you know. Honor what you know. So here's the thing. You know how, like, Jesus would say, the last will be first and the first will be last or something? That's you, actually. So when you look at those in, like, the world of hierarchy in the linear world, it may seem that there are some that are receiving loud applause. So they may have the record deal, they may have a law degree under the belt, whatever it is. But in the linear, they seem to look quite successful. However, in terms of their spiritual backup, in terms of their spiritual progression, they may be little tykes. They may be like in nursery school, and it's just like what Mitchell said, that's why you went after Mitchell, where this is all like a game. It actually is. We're actually not here. Our minds believe we're here, and so we're playing it out in consciousness. So you still need to play. It's important you play, but also realize that it's not real. So that means things can look extremely unfair in the linear. There are a lot of people doing a lot of not good stuff that are rich, things like that. However, what you want to look at, and just this is the reason you went after Mitchell, is to see yourself, I'm going to use the word God's eyes, but from the spiritual standpoint, whatever words ring true for you, your job is to see yourself rightly. So in other words, look at everything you have mastered in this lifetime. Look at everything that you possess through all of your development, through all of your experiences, through all of your exposure. So they're showing me, like, when you have a knife and you sharpen it, that in fact is what you've been up to in this lifetime, where you may not have had the easiest time of it all, not because you're not in good standing with spirit, but actually because you are. So in order to open up fully, this is the whole point of this realm, is we're not really here, but those that are here believe they're here, and they're in a realm of suffering, because 3D is suffering. What goes up comes back down. You have good days, but then you have a lot of stuff that's not so great. So why would God do that to us? Actually, we're sort of doing it to ourselves in terms of our own consciousness. So those of a higher value, those that are coming from higher realities, insert themselves in this dominion, in this placement, to awaken themselves, to bring forth light, to master their own abilities, because you're really working with your own consciousness. And so it's a dual purpose. One is you bring forth greater self-mastery in terms of your own eternal soul. Two, everything that you discover, everything that you master, is offered to the collective of all these other aspects of self that have forgotten that they too are connected to divinity. So from that perspective, you hold high marks. They're showing me like a gymnastics thing or whatever, and they hold up like 9.9, 9.7, like whatever that is. That's what they're showing me for you. You're holding high marks. Now, part of your self-mastery, it reminds me of Serena's message earlier, where her lesson was not to look without on the outer for love, for acceptance, for whatever, but to attend to her own alignment, to attend to her own love of self. That's where you are now. You're not going to see, and that's why it's a master's initiation. That's why there's a little bit of skill involved, because the outer realm is not going to just hand it to you. The outer realm is going to not going to say, oh my gosh, here are all the outer alkaloids. Here are all the, oh my gosh. It's going to be zip. It's going to be quiet. And that's what you're learning to do. You're learning how to discover your own lifeline within. You're learning how to discover your own light within, your own love, your own approval system, your own, like, so in other words, using your spiritual vision, seeing, trusting, identifying, loving, providing for self, in recognizing your mastery, in recognizing your spiritual development, in recognizing your truth. Now, as you do that, the universe is going to bring forth blessings. So as you hold that energy, as you hold that frequency, you're going to self-endorse. The world's going to mirror it to you. You're going to receive, they're saying antidotes. You'll receive mirrored offerings. So it's a little bit like Abraham when says, you know, have that good feeling thought, because if you're holding that feeling, that vibration will bring forth the good. But in your case, there's actually greater applause, because this is part of your spiritual lesson, if you will, that you set up for yourself, for you to do that almost like against all odds, like a little bit like an obstacle course. Like I'm making it more complicated with this obstacle course, with this and that, I can still do it. I can still master it. So from the world's perspective, it's like, I don't understand. I don't understand what's wrong. What's wrong is you're spiritually higher than most around you. So what you're attending to is not on their menu. It's not on their formula, because quite frankly, they couldn't do it. So it goes back to like Serena's message where, well, I must be pretty strong spiritually to pull this off, right? And it's like, bingo. So this is where you want to have appreciation for self. When I pull cards for you, I get the waiting game, because we're in process now, and this is your end result, triumph. So we're in the waiting game. This is very, very, very positive. People are like, oh, that's not good. Yes, it is. I have cards where someone is laying on the ground. I have all kinds of, much worse than the waiting game. The waiting game is your end process, end result. So the end result, see the light, the energy is backing you. You're deciding to honor you. This is what you're learning to do. Again, you're doing it as a spiritual master. You're doing it because you're strong enough to do it. So it's very important that you see yourself through right positioning, through right exposure. In other words, the ingredient is going to be your own self-love. It's going to be your own appreciation. And this is where, and say your name again, please.
Noah.
The more that you can come to appreciate self, I got transformation. This is like the death card. You are not dying. You are transforming. You are transforming out of your own belief in self into your own rightful placement, into your own rightful conclusion. So let me just pull a final outcome card and say your name again, please.
Noah.
Thank you. Know thyself. When you say Noah, I hear know thyself. Love for self. It's almost like Serena's message all over again. Love for self. Love for self. Love for self. I know sometimes it may feel like I give you similar messages, or they give you similar messages, because your time has come. It's due you. It's due you. They're showing me when I was like holiday shopping, they have like those chocolate kisses, but it's like a huge one. That's what they're showing me. So the kiss is the kiss to self. It's the appreciation of self. It's the love of self. Heart chakra for self, love of self. So this is where you are. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome, sweetheart. Okay. Iwona? I don't know if I'm saying that right. Iwona. May we help you? Hi, sweetheart. How may we help you?
Can I have a message, please?
Mm-hmm. And say your first name.
Ivana.
And say it one more time.
Ivana.
Develop your gifts. You're incredibly gifted. You're supposed to be using those gifts. You have blessings. I was always able to channel. I could always hear my guides. And I just kept it to myself. And finally, my guides were like, you know why you have blessings, right? They're supposed to be shared. They're supposed to be shared. You were extremely gifted, more than you realize. I feel like this is why you came after Noah, because this is really about developing your own lifestyle, your own expertise, your own evolvement. The energy that's coming forth is extraordinary for me. I don't know if you paint rocks or you write poetry, but whatever you do, you're carrying a very significant frequency that is further blessing. So it's more than just what you do, it's the frequency that you align with that is like mana, it's like medicine. So you need whatever that creative endeavor that you do, you are going to be supported, you are going to be sponsored in sharing it. So whatever level you're at, and say your name again, please.
Ivana.
Thank you. Whatever level you're at, they're ready to take you higher. They're ready to promote you. So whatever it is, you're ready for the next step. You're ready for the next service. If it's something that you just like do for yourself or your neighbors or friends or whatever it is, it's like when you say yes to yourself, they will help you. They will provide the publisher for the book. Whatever it is, you're ready for the next step. I literally have you like stepping out. So there's a little bit of a confidence thing. You're very, I don't want to say you're very important, but you're very important. The vibration you carry is quite unique. And they want it distributed. They want it distributed. I hope that makes sense. So that's the first thing I want to say to you. And say your name again, please.
Ivana.
Be good to yourself. You're so good to others. They want you to be good to yourself. It's okay to say no to others. You have gone above and beyond the call of duty to tend to others, to care for others. They want you to have equal love and attention and care for yourself. Now is the time to strengthen your own energy. It's okay to say no. Oh gosh, they've been saying this to me forever. It's okay to say no. It's okay to provide for yourself, because you really... your most valuable resource is your own energy, and you want a little bit more time to build up that energy, to get stronger in that energy. I feel like you're going to be used. So they want to get you like totally rejuvenated, totally in yourself, in your truth. You don't have to feel bad about disappointing anyone, because by you taking care of yourself, they're so funny. They're like, are you listening to Nicole? So funny. We always deliver messages we need to hear. By you taking care of yourself, you're actually going to be able to help everyone else more. All right. And did you have a question?
No, I think not.
Yeah. So good, sweetheart. Oh my God. You are so loved. You are so loved. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart. Hi, Miss Allison. How may we help you?
Hi.
Hi. How may we help you?
I had a question today.
Okay.
I listened to your message on Thursday about clearing myself. I think it was Thursday. And had gotten a message from some other places as well. So I did clear. I took a salt bath and did a clearing meditation. I've been trying to clear myself for the last 21 days of the year. But it seems like I feel actually worse after doing that. I'm not sure if the meditation actually sealed in some energies, but I've been having a lot of throat clearing, and now today, it's my heart, my throat, and today my sacral chakra, and I feel like my back is about to go out again. I know what it is, but I'm just having like a lot of resistance and anger and feeling trapped in my own body and feeling claustrophobic in my own body. So any guidance around like how to be easier about it so that I can actually clear, and you know, this doesn't have to be a big deal, but I'm making a big deal of it.
That's okay. Well, you know, you came after the last message where it was all about taking care of herself. I don't know if you heard it.
Yeah, and saying no to others. Oh, I listened to every word. I was like, I'm next. Yeah.
So you got that. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. All right. One moment, sweetheart. If this serves you, they're showing me a visual of just imagine like a vacuum cleaner where you have that handheld component. And that vacuum cleaner is literally going through your auric field, just releasing all of the places that you are so used to it being there that you don't even realize it's not you. That's what I feel like when I tune into you. I feel like you're carrying a lot of energy that isn't yours, but you're so capable. I mean, you're just superwoman that you do it unconsciously or you do it because of your open heart that you don't even think to move it out of the way. It's almost like, yeah, you can put those packages there, but they've been there for 2 years that so you don't even realize they're not your packages. Like, it's just part of the furniture. It's like, wait a minute, it's not even mine. That's how I feel about you. I feel like you're so accustomed to being weighted down, you don't know really what relief looks like. So they're using this for me, for whatever reason. It's an old floor vacuum cleaner, actually. I haven't seen one of those in 100 years. Anyway, it's got a handheld thing where it's just going through the auric field. So just play with it. Have fun with it. Make it like your favorite color. You know, you can give it feather sequences, whatever you want. But make it user-friendly. Make it powerful, powerful, so that you have full faith that it's going to get the job done. All right. Now they're showing me my vacuum cleaner turned into an elephant's trunk. So apparently I wanted the elephant.
Look what I'm wearing.
Oh my gosh, you don't need me. I keep saying this to you. You don't need me. I can't. If I've said that once to you, I say it to you 100 times. You are so intuitive. So of course I think of Ganesh when I see elephant trunks flying around. But I'm watching an elephant who's taking, so cute too, like taking, I don't know how they do it, but they take up that water, at least in cartoons they do, because it's a cartoon elephant, and like bathing itself, like, you know, spraying the water and the suds, and he's got, like, he's just scrubbing himself. So you really want to prioritize self. You want to prioritize love of self. You remind me a little bit of Mitchell. So Mitchell's thing is he's trying so hard, he's just not relaxing with love. With him, it's like force, it's push, you know?
I heard that part of his message too, for sure.
With you, it's fear. It's like this fear that I'm not gonna do it right, or I'm not gonna do it fast enough, or I'm doing it wrong. And so that fear relates to his pushing, gotta get there now. And both get you entangled with the ego. As opposed to trusting that your higher self is always in attendance, knows exactly what your next right step is. So there needs to be a little bit of relaxation, allowance. It's like, of course you're going to get the job done. You know, it's like Serena's message, you're not given more than you can handle. Of course you're going to get this resolved. So it's that fear energy that's really keeping you in like this conditioned response system kind of thing, as opposed to developing your new repertoire. I do feel like your spiritual vision is going to be increasing. They're showing me the card strengthening bonds. So the more that you can trust, everything's in divine order. Like you go into this little bit of almost hyperventilation sort of panicking thing. The more you can understand everything's in divine order, they're showing me, my son's got that poster, Jesus is King, from Kanye, and it's got like a keyhole in it, in his bedroom, and that's what I'm seeing, like going through the keyhole, and it's like with Jesus, with our Christ essence, we can solve anything. Of course we can. I mean, how could we not? So this is where you're taking a step up. You're leaving your old lifestyle behind. The lifestyle is lack. The lifestyle is somehow separated from my healing. I'm separated from my divine tools. I'm separated from all I need. So when I tune into you, there's this energy where it's like you're always feeling like you're playing catch up. It's like one of these dreams where, you know, you got the exam and you didn't know, so you didn't study, and here comes the paper, like all this panicky energy. That's your next lesson, is really to release that, to learn how to trust, to learn how wherever I am, God is and all is well. Wherever I am, doesn't matter wherever I happen to be, whatever situation, it's mm-hmm. like God's provisions are here as well. So relax. As you relax, and say your name again, please.
Allison.
You're going to realize that you've been, they're saying topsy-turvy, you've been too heavy. You've been holding energy that's not yours, is what you're going to realize. Mm-hmm. You think that's service. It's actually codependency. I notice it with myself. I go around the neighborhood just trying to take care of my errands, but I'm always on kind of thing. And it's like, maybe I should offer her a clearing for free. I should do this. I should do that. This person needs help. Wait a minute. That person needs help too. And so spirit will give me enough rope for me to entangle myself with, because I need to master the lesson of discernment. So it's really realizing that their problems aren't any more important than my problems. So now we're back to Serena's message yet again, the gift that keeps on giving. So you're learning balance. They're showing me the destiny card. It's your destiny to manage this. You are trained that if someone else is safe, then I'm safe. So let me make sure they're good, because then I'll be safe. That's what you're still in process of healing. You're taking on, you know, like, it's not martyrdom, but we're kind of getting close to martyrdom here.
You're in the ballpark.
You're taking on the woes of the world. So this is your training. This is your establishment, where you're realizing the higher up the mountain you can go, the better you can see for all, the better you can serve for all. If you stand at the foot of the mountain and just hold everybody's luggage, everyone's lunch, everyone's knapsack, where is everyone going to go when they get a little higher? Well, where's our guide? Well, she's downstairs at the bottom holding everyone's book bags. This is what you've been doing.
I hear that.
This is what you've been doing. So you want to receive that with exactly what you're doing. You want to receive that with laughter. You want to receive that. Well, of course, that's what I do, because that's where I got stuck. That's where that was my survival. That was my training. So, of course, I'm going to do that. No error, no judgment, no fear about it. Just awareness. Like, yeah, that makes perfect sense. However, and say your name again, please.
Allison.
This is what you're here to do. You're here to course correct. You're here to lead everybody up the mountaintop. So you're learning how to be a disciple of love, not a disciple of everyone else's healing, a disciple of love. You're learning how to listen to the master above. You're learning how to listen to higher direction, not your ego direction, not whatever your thing is. You're learning how to take direction from your own advisory. That's what's missing. Because when you align with spirit, when you align with whatever that word is for you, when you align to it, it's going to show you where you bleed out. And they're using bleed out intentionally to get your attention.
Yeah.
So it's going to show you where you go into codependency, or you go into whatever. It's going to show you, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel, wait a minute, I'm out of alignment. And you're going to feel it. Because when you go out of alignment, like, you start buzzing. Like, you don't get a headache, but you get, like, this stress little thing.
I thought that I was being attuned when that happened. That's when I'm out of alignment.
And say your name again, please.
Allison.
You almost get, like a rush.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh,
you,
yeah. You're ringing in my ears.
Well, I'd have to look at the other. Both may be occurring. Both may be occurring. Okay. But what I can tell is you go into like super mode, like Allison to the rescue. So what you want to do is really allow that higher guidance. They're showing me spiritual strength. So as you allow yourself to be lifted to higher availability, higher quarters, Jesus went into the garden for 3 days or whatever, and it's like has to commune with God versus attending to the needs. And say your name again, please.
Allison.
Look at where you get your worth and value from. Your worth and value comes from your alignment with your higher awareness, not from serving. Not from serving. You're serving your higher awareness, following that direction rather than, well, my perception is I'm a good person, I'm helping, therefore everything's well. So there's something that needs to be released in that regard so that I'm serving God, I'm serving the Father, I'm serving God, whatever it is for you. But that's where you get your completion. And there's your end result, victory and success.
Seen that a few times lately.
I hope that helps.
Thank you.
But use the vacuum cleaner, use the elephant's trunk, and reveal to me what I need to know. And let me just do a follow-up for that before we leave. And say your name again, please.
Allison.
You're moving up the mountaintop. I literally just saw you take off your, there we go, shine. I literally saw you take off your coat where it's like, all right, it's time to actually do this. You're going to see. You're going to have a new understanding.
I wanted to tell you something very funny about your first, your opening message. You used the word swift and you kept using the word swift. You kept like needing to say it. And my son yesterday, who's very psychic, my son was doing wordplay with something and he used the word swift. My 10-year-old, my 14-year-old, I said, do you know what that word means? And she guessed and she didn't. So we had this discussion of the word swift yesterday in our car. And as long as I won't tell you all of it, but I almost fell over when you kept saying that word. So, thank you.
I love that. You made my day. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thanks,
indeed,
Nicole.
You're welcome, honey. Indeed, we surround each with love, light, and swift awareness. That's so beautiful. Much love to everyone. Thanks for joining. Be the light that you are. We'll be back Tuesday at 12 p.m. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Blessings.
Blessings.
Love you, Nicole. Bye.
Bye, honey.